Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode three. Not episode three in terms of the cycle of episodes that I've gone through in the last few months, but episode three of the motherhood series. It's been awesome. Thank you guys for all the feedback. Thank you for all the comments. Really, really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And today will be the last episode in the motherhood series. So this one is very dear to my heart. It is very personal because it's just things I've actually thought of way before I even started the podcast. These are things I've just sat down to think of. And I've asked myself like series of questions to say, is this right? I mean, is my own too much and all of that? But I'm bringing it on. I'm talking about it here today. And first, it's not a matter of judging. I'll first like to lay that foundation that this is not a judgment zone to say, hey, you do this, you do that. I mean, you have God, you have the Holy Spirit, and He's the one who's able to do that. So this is no judgment or correcting anybody in how to do stuff or dress properly and all of that, but it's just my own convictions or things that I have laid as a standard for myself. So in case you're wondering, what are we talking about today? Today I'm just going to be talking about dressing modestly in terms of my own checklist, what I wear and how I wear it, because it's not only about what you wear but also how you wear it. That's another thing that matters. So I think it was a few weeks ago or last month, I really can't remember, I was just scrolling on the streets of Instagram, and then there's been talk about what women wear to the gym and all of that. I mean, even today, I think I still saw a post on that, on a guy just doing a video and say, women are big, please just try and help us in the way you dress. And I think it was even the comments section for me that was more hilarious, where people were saying, oh, then you take your eyes off, why are you looking at another woman, blah 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 and all of that. I mean, that's a separate discussion, maybe if we touch on it today, maybe, or another time, but today is not the time to talk about that. Today I just wanted to talk about my own checklist in terms of dressing. First, I'll say that unfortunately, maybe most of our role models we've looked at in terms of dressing is from social media. So if you go back to my episode on living offline, I'm very, very particular about people I follow. So once I sort of see you are in a certain way, or I can't really place where you are, like you are not here, you're not there, I just don't follow. There's really no point in us following each other on Instagram, and I'm not getting anything from you, you're not getting anything from me. There's no point. So that's the first thing I'll say, is that in terms of the people we look at interesting, and the funny thing is that most times we become who we look at. So if you just see these things every time, you would somehow unconsciously young, because it's moving from your conscious to unconscious mind. So for example, I'll just relate it to driving. When you start to drive, you're still conscious of, oh, where is the brake? Where is the accelerator? If it's a manual car, where is the gear? I mean, you're being careful and all of that. But by the time you do it over and over and over and over again, it's really gone to your subconscious mind. Right now, you can literally drive, maybe even closing your eyes, or you know where your house is when you're driving, or when you get to a certain point, you know where the road is and all of that. So that's the way it is. You become who you look out. You become who you see over and over again. So even the Bible talks about faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing. I mean, by the time you say it, do it, I mean, just for laughs, but you see some people become like a certain kind of pastor after a long time because they listen to them, their mannerisms, they begin to take it on. The hairstyle styles, they begin to take that on because they've been under that kind of atmosphere for a long time. And maybe just before I begin to talk about my checklist, I remember when we first moved here to the UK, or maybe not when we first moved, maybe a year, I guess, when we first moved to the UK. And I remember I wanted to dress up one day and then go to work, right? And I didn't know when. I mean, it wasn't anything. I wasn't wearing anything maybe provocative or something revealing. I mean, it was just like maybe a tiny dip in terms of the top I was wearing and all of that. And the funny thing was that I heard in my spirit, like, when did this one start? As if that was what I heard in my spirit. And I knew, ah, gosh, I'm beginning to dress like, I mean, it always starts from a little. It's not always the full-fledged thing most times. It always starts from, oh, why don't you open a bit of here? Why don't you open a bit of there? And then before you know it, you begin to graduate. And merely I picked that up in my spirit. I just knew, I mean, that was not right for me to wear at that time. So I'll just start off with the checklist, so I just don't veer off too much. But again, it's not judging anybody. It's not pointing fingers at anybody. I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to you and you know where to make adjustments, wherever you need to make adjustments. The first I would say is, or I look at in terms of dressing, is does it cover up? That's my first. That's always, no matter how beautiful the dress is. I mean, sometimes I've seen, I'm checking online and maybe, or I go to a store and I want to buy a dress and I see the front all amazing, like it's so covered up. And then my spirit just tells me there's something wrong with the back. And I'm, most times I am like 80% right on it, because there's a whatever, a zigzag, a slit or whatever that is too high. I mean, we can always amend, but most times I feel like by the time I wear something inside, wear the clothes I'm trying to wear, or maybe it's just me that doesn't know how to style those clothes properly, but when I wear things inside, I feel like the beauty of the clothes is gone already. So most times if it's not covering up, I mean, clothes that maybe reveal cleavages, like loads of cleavages, really, really backless clothes that goes like way deep, you will never find me in that. And maybe, or maybe not, I was about to call out a brand, but there are some particular brands or sides I just don't go to, because I just see most of the clothes, like, they just don't scream me. It just screams sexist. It just screams body hugging, body tightening clothes. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm just not comfortable in clothes like that. So I always check, does it cover up? As in, I always scrutinize it really, really hard to make sure that it meets my standard in terms of covering up, making sure that all the privates are private and all of that. And really, it's I feel modesty honestly is still in vogue. You can still dress fashionably and be modest. You don't have to reveal so much or reveal this and that just because you want to dress up. And I always feel like there is sort of like an agenda most times, because even though you say, okay, sometimes you dress to make yourself feel good and all of that, feel good to who or for what? For yourself? I mean, there's so many sides or so many arguments into this, but I always check, first of all, does it cover up? That's the first thing, no matter how beautiful the dress is, especially if it's something maybe I can't cover up with, maybe wearing a jacket, or it's just going to make the clothes look funny. I just bother, no matter how beautiful it is. I mean, I just slip over it the next day, I'm fine. and I move on. Now, another thing is, in terms of a checklist, is I have non-negotiables. So there's some things, again, as I said in the first point, does it cover up is very, very much necessary for me to have or to look at. And in terms of non-negotiables, I talk about maybe having like a slit go way past like my knee. Maybe it's all the way to like really high slit. Or no matter how fine a dress is, as again, as I said, if all the back is so deep in and revealing, you probably not find me buying that kind of dress. Or the slits on the ties are so much and all of that. I mean, I really just have, I remember particularly there's a denomination that used to have, I remember when I was a worker in that denomination, I used to have slits that were just like pleated slits. So it was a slit, but it was still pleated. So it was kind of free for you to still be able to walk in, even when you decide to wear those kind of clothes. So that's another non-negotiable I look at. So there's some sites you probably not find me go to, or stores you probably not see me shop on, because I just feel like everything just screams wrong. It's not my type of dressing. This is not how I dress. So you'll probably never even find me wear all of those. Another thing is I try to not pick clothes that are tight. So I always look at clothes in terms of, I know obviously what I wear, my size. So I'm a size 10. However, if I want to buy a dress that maybe, as they say, bodycon or fitting clothes, I always make sure maybe I do a size up, because I don't like any clothes. This, again, this is just me being me. I don't like clothes that are just tight on my body and all of that. It just feels really very uncomfortable. So sometimes I don't know how people wear body wears or shape wears. I remember I bought one when I had my second child that time, because I was trying to work on my tummy, and oh boy, those have been the most uncomfortable things I've ever worn, I've ever worn. It was just, I mean, it just felt like there was a lot going on inside of me. I couldn't walk free. I was just feeling tight all around. Normally, I don't even like buying bodycon clothes, because, again, as I said, it just clinging to my skin, all tight and all of that. I'm really not a fan of those. So I take my time in looking at the size charts, look at what kind of material it is, and make sure it's not something that is just sticking to my body. Again, this is just me. I really don't like tight clothes on me. I mean, it can be fitted and still nice, but again, body hugging clothes that people can probably see my soul through, or just everything is just screaming sexy. I mean, that's another conversation again about Christian women dressing up and then feeling sexy about themselves or posing sexy. Should I go there? Okay, no, I don't think I have the leading to go there. But personally for me, I do not like tight clothes. I try to avoid them as much as possible. I just wear my normal baggy. I think I would say I'm probably in my free clothing era. I just want two-piece clothes. For the kind of person I am, I'm not even a heels person to start with anyways. I want my sneakers. I want to move fast. I'm just that kind of person. Or just get a normal slippers and wear with my two-piece clothes, and I'm good to go. I have my head on, my earrings. I'm fine. That's the kind of person I am. So tight clothes, or too tight clothes. Let me not say tight clothes. Clothes that are too clinging on the body. I return it, and thankfully we're in a place where, I mean, return is quite easy and you could get your money back. So fitted, maybe I didn't make it clear, fitted is quite different from tight. So fitted means, okay, it has some form of proportions on your body. I think that's still fine depending on how you wear it. So I think where I have a problem is when clothes are clinging and too tight. And again, as I said, people, maybe people can see your soul through the clothing, and you're even probably uncomfortable wearing those clothes. No, you probably not find me wearing the clothes. And closely tied to that will be I am concerned again about where I buy my clothes from. So as I said, there are some sites that I don't even think I've gone there. I mean, the first few times I've gone there, I just kept scrolling. I said, no, not for me. I don't wear this. No, I can't wear this. I just had problems with all of the clothes on there. Or maybe I'm just the one not looking properly or not seeing what, or being impatient. But there's just some particular brands I said, no, I can't wear this clothes. This is not for me. And yeah, it doesn't make sense for me to wear that to inconvenience myself just because I'm trying to be like someone, or I'm trying to be in vogue or have the latest wear or fashion. That is definitely not for me. Now, another thing for me is, or what I always look at is, before I wear, or by the time I wear any clothing, I always make sure that it brings glory to God. The clothing is not excessive, it's in moderation. I mean, a passage of scripture says in 1 Peter 3, verse 3, which is the NLT version, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. That's what the Bible says, that our moderation should be known to all men. And of course, when we say men here, it's not just talking about the male gender, it's talking about a human being as a person. So I make sure that I look at my clothing and I say, is it pleasing to God? Does it look, apart from it looking nice, does it look pleasing? I mean, today, I remember, or by the time you're listening to this podcast, the clothes I was wearing on the day of the recording, I just felt uncomfortable. I don't know why. I mean, there was nothing wrong with it. This is the top of a shirt. Yeah, I think it was a long sleeve top that I'd worn, but it wasn't just comfortable for me. So another thing I probably didn't talk about is the fact that, for example, if I'm wearing a jean and I feel that jean is a little tight for me, and I'll explain that kind of tight, because right now I've added a bit of weight, so most of the clothes, or some of the clothes I already have now, are just a little snug on my body. So it feels like sometimes I already have something tight, and then I'm getting a top again that just feels fitted, shorts and all of that. And I really just feels really uncomfortable. And I remember just going back home and said, you know what, I'm changing this. I just don't feel comfortable in it. And I went to pick something else that I thought was better fitting, was lighter. And I mean, I felt comfortable in that dress. So, which brings me to the next point, is comfort is very key for me in terms of my dressing. Comfort. I can't even know if I overemphasize it or not. If I'm not comfortable in a dress, no matter how fine, no matter how pricey or decent the clothing is, I'd rather not wear that kind of clothing, because again, comfort is key. And if I'm not comfortable in myself, or even confident in myself, that's what I'm going to project to every other person or every other colleague around me. So I try to get clothes that are comfortable. Again, as I said, I'm in my free clothing era. I don't want anything too snug or too tight. I mean, I think I'm just learning to dress for my new body as a mother. As I mentioned during one of the episodes, the motherhood episode, I think, is the How Mother Would Change Me episode, I just learned to honestly dress for my new body. That's the truth. I had that status recti, and if you know anything, I tried to explain it in that video, where like your abs separate during pregnancy, and then you sort of have your intestines poking through, and then you have this like bulge, sort of. I mean, I've worked on it, but I still have that kind of bulge a bit. So I've just really learned to dress for my new body. Even before I had kids, I was never a fan of tights or snug clothing. You would just not find me wearing it. And again, I'll say that before I buy any clothes, I always ask, does this clothes bring glory? Does it speak well of me, or does it represent who I am? Because in coming up or in recording this podcast, I actually was trying to find the podcast cover for it. And immediately I punched into Google and said modest clothing. The only thing I kept seeing was, someone wearing probably like an hijab and all of that, all covered up. I mean, that was the only representation of modest. And I began to ask myself, how have we really missed it as Christians? Why can't I search and see something modest for someone who is a believer? I mean, I was just thinking and baffled about that. So I always ask myself, does this clothing bring glory to God? Will it cause another man to fall? And this is not just man in terms of the gender again, in terms of the person, or in terms of a human being, that's what I'm even talking about here. Does it glorify God? Will another man say, or will another person fall because of me, because of what I wore? I mean, I talked about the gym discussion earlier, and I mean, I don't go to gym more, but conversations I've seen or people complained or talked about, it's just really alarming. And again, I'm not trying to judge or say, the men should keep their eyes away. They have eyes, they will look. Even women, Steph, we have eyes too. And we'll open our eyes to look and see these things. So sometimes I'm just really appalled and taken aback, especially when I see on Instagram your bio, you say you're a Christian, and then I'm just seeing you, I don't even know what to say. I'm just seeing you wear all this, even though you're covered up. Most times people will still be covered up, but they always have this way of, I don't even know if that's a word now. I was about to use a word, but I don't think that makes sense. But making everything sexy, like everything must be so shaped. You know how Coke bottle is now. You know that's the shape that women used to dream about then. So everything is so shaped. This, I just have a problem with that kind. I'm like, is it really a dress you're trying to sell, or is this something else you're trying to show us that we don't know? I mean, I don't even follow such people anyway, so I don't have strength to start arguing or start getting upset over what is not my problem. So if I see that kind of thing, the first thing is unfollow. Because like I said, over time, when you begin to see those things, you keep seeing it. You will not know when you start doing it. And you say, it's just a little slit. It's just a little skin. It's just a little this. It's just a little that. And before you know it, you begin to wear those things. Like I said, when I first moved here, I didn't know when I started to say, but it's just a small dip in terms of the neckline. It's not that bad. I can still wear it because of things I've seen over and over and over again. And it had even moved to my unconscious mind until when the Holy Spirit has actually pointed it out to me to say, since when did we start this? I mean, it was just really glaring for me at that point. I'll also say that in terms of just on a lighter mode or on a lighter note rather, pockets, I always love clothes with pockets. I mean, I can just always fit in stuff inside. It's easy to wear. It's just comfortable. I can just put in stuff. So yeah, pockets is another thing that really or easily works for me. And I'll also say another important thing is what I wear at home is actually also very important. I see some videos sometimes of people, and so or women in particular, since that's what we're talking about on social media, and then I see you have kids, but what you're, I mean, it's not the full thing or the full video or whatever you're showing us on Instagram, but the part you even showed us, I'm like, but you have kids around, you have boys. So for me, because I'm a mom of boys, there are some things you will never catch me wear outside of my bedroom. Never. As in never. Even as I'm about to step out of my room, I don't just come out with my PJs and all of that. Most times anyways, before they even wake up, I've already had my bath and all of that. So when they see me, they see that fully dressed up, either for work or for school or just to stay at home, depending. But there are some things you will never find me wear outside my my room, even if I didn't have boys. I mean, why would you just be seeing someone's breasts just dangling up and down outside? It doesn't even make one sense to me. Again, I'm not judging, I'm just saying, but it does not make any sense to me. So I'm always very careful about what I wear at home, even whatever shorts or bum shorts or whatever shorts, all those things end by the door of my room. Maybe when my kids are older, they're out of the house, yes, I can begin to wear anything, as in literally anything I feel like wearing again. But at this stage, I feel like there's a way you should even dress in your home. And I mean, there can be a school of thought to say, but they're your children now, are they not still kids? These children are not kids, so they see these things, they notice these things. So you don't want to be the one to start waking things up in them that are not, it's not time, it's not even ripe for them at that point. So I'm always very, very conscious about what I also wear at home. Now, another lighter point for me is I replace my clothes. Like, I'm the one that bought it. So when people say, how do you repeat your clothes? I don't understand. Number one, I bought it. And even if it's not me that bought it, I washed it. So it means I can wear it again. It's not wash and throw away. It's where you wear it, I wash it. You wear it, you wash it. You wear it, you wash it. So I'm a huge, 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 huge fan. I've not even got to the level where I cannot repeat my clothes. So what am I even saying? I repeat my clothes for as long as I can. As long as it's still in good condition, it's not damaged, it's not ripped. And I'm good to go. I wear what I need to wear at the end of the day. Lastly, I'd say from a passage of scripture, which is Philippians 4 verse 5, it says that ask yourself, does this please God? It says, let your moderation be known unto all men, and the Lord is at hand. That's what it says. And then the other one I read earlier was 1 Peter 3 verse 3, and says, don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. And there is nothing wrong with wearing beautiful clothes, wearing jewelry, or being concerned about how you look, your outward appearance. Obviously, that is very good. But what I'm saying is, before you put on these things, or before you adorn yourself with these things, ask yourself first, what is the motive? Also ask yourself, does this please God? And the number three thing is, will it make someone else to fall? I am so particular about that. I mean, in this world of is my body, is my truth, mind your business kind of thing, or I'm dressing the way I feel like dressing, I don't think as a believer you should or you can do what you like. And it also boils down to dressing, right? So all this social media talk on, or it's my in my life, my rules, what are all those hashtags, I can't remember now, but my life, my rules, is my truth, I'm living my truth. It's not your truth, my brother and my sister. You have to dress in such a way that, I mean, you still have people who, if they want to fall anyway, they will fall regardless of what you wear. But don't be a contribution as much as you can. I mean, that's what even the Bible says. It said, as long as it is in your power, live peaceably, even though that's talking about peace. But I also say, as long as, or if I may add, as much as it is in your power, dress modestly, dress decently. I mean, there are lots of people who still dress decently on social media. So not everybody has gone with the craze of dressing anyhow, or doing, behaving anyhow they like, just wearing stuff that they feel like. And so again, look at your social media and see, is there anything that is foiling the way you dress on there? Are there things that you've probably been looking at for so long that has now become a lifestyle or a norm, or is just beginning to creep in? And the truth is, I'm not 100% perfect. There are still some days I still get nudges of, this is wrong, or no, this doesn't sit, or no, this is not right. I still get, as I said, the day I was recording this video, I wore something that just, I don't know, it was just off for some reason, and I went to change it because I wasn't, apart from even being comfortable, it just felt too much for me, and I went to change. So have those checklists in terms of dressing. Modesty is still in vogue, even in the 21st century. Yes, it is still in vogue. It's not by exposing your body or your skin and all of that that will make you admirable or make you attractive to other people. So mind what you wear. Let's be decent. The Bible says we should do everything decently and in order. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope this message or this podcast didn't come out as maybe rude or I wasn't shouting on the podcast, or it didn't come out as being judgmental. No, it's nothing of that. I was just saying things, or I was promoting my own way of looking at things in terms of dressing. And I believe modesty is still the way a believer should go, because the Constitution, which is our Bible, says we should do dress modesty. So on this note, I conclude today's episode. And in fact, I conclude the motherhood series for the month of April that we've been running. Thank you so much. In case you haven't listened to all, I talk about balancing career and spiritual life as a mom. I also talked about how motherhood has changed me. And the last one, which is the one you're listening to now, is dressing decently. And I really do hope this has blessed you. And we are all, us including myself, we are all able to put in amends when we get those nudges, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we're able to put in those amends as we go on our race. So join me next week. In fact, join me next month. I'm going to be doing a marriage series. So you might want to stick around for that. And remember to follow me on Facebook and on Instagram. It's called Conversations with Dams. And of course, you can hit me up on maybe via email if you feel you want me to talk about something. It's conversationswithdams@gmail.com. Until next month, let me be the first to wish you Happy New Month, which is in a couple of days, obviously. And until then, take care and remember that you are never alone on this journey of life. Bye guys, and have a fantastic day.